15 July, 1912. Talk at home of Dr. and Mrs. Florian Krug, 830 Park Avenue, New York. Notes by Howard McNutt. I am greatly pleased to see you. Your hearts are illumined by the lights of Baha. This meeting is, in reality, a divine celestial assembly under the favor of God, for we have no other purpose than praising and meeting God. The prayer you have just offered is a prayer of thankfulness. Thankfulness is of various kinds. There is a verbal thanksgiving, which is confined to a mere utterance of gratitude. This is of no importance, because perchance the tongue may give thanks while the heart is unaware of it. Many who offer thanks to God are of this type, their spirits and hearts unconscious of thanksgiving. This is mere usage, just as when we meet, receive a gift, and say thank you, speaking the words without significance. One may say thank you 1,000 times, while the heart remains thankless, ungrateful. Therefore, mere verbal thanksgiving is without effect. But real thankfulness is a cordial giving of thanks from the heart. When man, in response to the favors of God, manifests susceptibilities of conscience, the heart is happy, the spirit is exhilarated. These spiritual susceptibilities are ideal thanksgiving. There is a cordial thanksgiving, too, which expresses itself in the deeds and actions of man when his heart is filled with gratitude. For example, God has conferred upon man the gift of guidance, and in thankfulness for this great gift, certain deeds must emanate from him. To express his gratitude for the favors of God, man must show forth praiseworthy actions. In response to these bestowals, he must render good deeds, be self-sacrificing, loving the servants of God, forfeiting even life for them, showing kindness to all the creatures. He must be severed from the world, attracted to the kingdom of Abha, the face radiant, the tongue eloquent, the ear attentive, striving day and night to attain the good pleasure of God. Whatsoever he wishes to do must be in harmony with the good pleasure of God. He must observe and see what is the will of God and act accordingly. There can be no doubt that such commendable deeds are thankfulness for the favors of God. Consider how grateful anyone becomes when healed from sickness, when treated kindly by another, or when a service is rendered by another, even though it be of the least consequence. If we forget such favors, it is an evidence of ingratitude. Then it will be said, a loving kindness has been done, but we are thankless, not appreciating this love and favor. Physically and spiritually, we are submerged in the sea of God's favor. He has provided our foods, drink, and other requirements. His favors encompass us from all directions. The sustenances provided for man are blessings. Sight, hearing, and all his faculties are wonderful gifts. These blessings are innumerable. No matter how many are mentioned, they are still endless. Spiritual blessings are likewise endless. Spirit, consciousness, thought, memory, perception, ideation, and other endowments. By these, he has guided us, and we enter his kingdom. He has opened the doors of all good before our faces. He has vouchsafed eternal glory. He has summoned us to the kingdom of heaven. He has enriched us by the bestowals of God. Every day he has proclaimed new glad tidings. Every hour fresh bounties descend. Consider how all the people are asleep, yet ye are awake. They are dead, and ye are alive through the breaths of the Holy Spirit. They are blind, while ye are endowed with perceptive sight. They are deprived of the love of God, but in your hearts it exists and is glowing. Consider these bestowals and favors. Therefore, in thanksgiving for them, you must act in accordance with the teachings of Baha'u'llah. You must read the tablets, the hidden words, Ishragat, glad tidings, all the holy utterances, and act according to them. This is real thanksgiving, to live in accord with these utterances. This is true thankfulness and the divine bestowal. This is thanksgiving and glorification of God. I hope you all may attain thereto. Be mindful of these favors of God and be attentive. It is my hope that I may go away from New York with a happy heart. And my heart is happy when the friends of God love each other, when they manifest the mercy of God to all people. If I see this, I shall go away happy. Salutations.